the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
You know, my absolute favorite movie, number one all time, was actually a television miniseries. It was Lonesome Dove, starring Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Duvall. And in that movie, Duvall, playing Captain Augustus McCrae, explains that you got to enjoy the little things in life. A sip of whiskey, a soft bed, a glass of buttermilk, a feisty gentleman like myself. Gus spins wisdom all throughout that movie. And as a good friend of mine reminded me today, one of the things he said is, there's nothing like riding a good horse into new country. It's the final Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on ESPN News presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I don't know how to do this. I've never done it before. But over the next 3 hours, our last episode of the Will Cain Show here at ESPN, I think this is what I want to do. I want to hang out with you. I want to hang out with Bubba and Nuno, who won't be able to be with us today because he had a family emergency. But I know he wanted to be. I want to hang out with Mike A. and Pat. And I want you to call me at 888-729-3776. Throughout the next 3 hours, regular friends and guests of the Will Cain Show will stop by. There's not much sports going on in the world, but there's a lot going on in the world. So over the next 3 hours, while we reminisce about some of our best moments over the last couple of years and manage to talk a little bit of sports along the way, I also want to share with you a few of my thoughts on everything we've talked about over the last 5 years at ESPN. I've said to you many times, I think one of the most frustrating things in life for most people is to be misunderstood. I think one of the most satisfying things for most people in life is to be heard. I've had my chance to be heard. I've got a little more to say. So over the next 3 hours, I'd like to talk to you a little bit here and there about this show, about sports media, about this country, even about race, and I want to talk to you about sports. In essence, I want to talk about everything that we have over the last several years, and I want to talk about it with all of you. I want to have fun, and moments be deep, and I want to connect one last time here on the ESPN airwaves. Let's start with Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's talk about sports for a minute. That's why we're here. We've lost it over the last 3 months, and all that has done is shown us how precious it is in our lives. I love sports. Man, I always have. My first sports memory was 1981. It was the NFC Championship game. It was the Dallas Cowboys against the San Francisco 49ers. And I'll never forget, a young Joe Montana rolled out to his right with Ed Too Tall Jones bearing down on him. Montana lofted that ball, seeming like a prayer, perhaps like a throwaway. And in the back of the end zone, Dwight Clark went up, to this day I contend, with Stick'em on his fingers, and grabbed a game-winning touchdown over Everson Walls. I cried, man. I cried my little eyes out. It crushed me, and I've been addicted ever since, just like you. That's why we've come here together. That's why we've always joined each other virtually across our television set connection or at parties over beers. Buddies playing beer pong, no matter what it was, sports is what brought us together. I love the 1990s Dallas Cowboys. I love the 2005 Vince Young-led Texas Longhorns. I love the 2006 and 2011 Dirk Nowitzki Dallas Mavericks. These aren't just moments in my sports fandom. These are moments that marked my life. Just like you, I can tell you where I was for each one of those big sports moments. I suffered through the 2010 and 2011 Texas Rangers seasons, and I have thoroughly love showing up every day at roughly 11 a.m. over the last several months, Eastern time, and getting on the phone with Bubba, Nuno, Pat, Mike A., and talking about what happened in the sports world today. I want to talk to you about that a little bit later. How did we do this show? I think it was a unique show. How do you put one together? What is sports radio made of? But in short, what it was for me, what it is for me, I think is the same thing for you. We just like getting together with our buddies and talking sports. Sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's light. Sometimes there are world issues interwoven, and sometimes it's about a pass interference call. It's always about busting each other's chops, and I have loved sports since I was a kid, and I will love sports until the day I die, and I will love my Dallas Cowboys. On the show today, I will be making some predictions. You can hold me accountable. I'm not disappearing. You'll find me on Twitter at Will Cain. You'll find me on Instagram at CWillCain. You'll see me on other airwaves, and you will hold me accountable, but I'm going to put my name, put my reputation, put my prediction on the line with several sports moments to come that will mark our lives. But I just want you to know that every day when I showed up to this job, it never was lost on me that you were here for sports and I was here for sports. That everyone listening to ESPN loves sports, and it's our job. And what a fun and wonderful and lucky job we had to talk sports. I can't wait till we have it back. I can't wait till it's back a part of my life. And I appreciate the fact that sports has showed me not just fun and escape, but life lessons like merit and character that I can pass on to my sons. In short, I know it's trite, but I love sports, as I know you do. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Throughout the show today, we're going to be playing some of the greatest hits over the last couple of years. At the Will Cain Show, we're going to have fun. I'm going to try not to get emotional. I doubt I'll succeed. But we got to keep it light as well. We got to bust each other's chops. Bubba's gone through the Rolodex. He has a whole bunch in the file to remind us of our lowlights and our highlights. And now, I lob one up, Bubba, for you to hit out of the park.
All right. I got three quick ones here. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, since Nuno's here, we got to get at least a little bit of Nuno action. So this is actually our old friend Stephen A., I believe is maybe his only appearance on the show, October of 2018.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Yeah, it would figure that Benedict Arnold Nuno Texiera would remember that. You know, I don't know. Has he told you his heritage yet? We don't know whether he's Mexican, Portuguese, or whatever. He still won't tell me. He still won't tell me, Will.
Well, I don't know how he denied Stephen A. that information. He flies his Portuguese flag high. He is clearly a proud Portuguese. And unfortunately, Nuno's not with us here today. And one last note, Stephen A., we've had the debate over and over openly on the Will Cain Show. We've brought in, famously, Mark Teixeira to clear it up, but it is Nuno Teixeira. Texiera.
Teixeira.
I don't know either. I forgive you, Stephen A.
All right, here's another Nuno one. And by the way, we're going to have to do a whole segment on Nuno later of just his smaller, shorter drops. But here's just another one of Nuno getting mad at me. Let's see. This is from October of 2018.
You went from, oh, God, the earth is falling when this trade happened and you found out it was for a one.
The what is doing what?
To now, all of a sudden, did I say earth is falling? Did I get that wrong too, Bubba?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Why all right, whatever.
Why'd you Bubba
Nuno,
him?
Don't help me.
So mad at me.
Can't spin a phrase for his life. Can't quite land.
I always appreciate how Nuno gets mad at everyone else for when he gets something wrong. It's an incredible quality in a person.
It's great. It's great. He's great. He's our supreme leader.
And one more, as we were just referencing, let's take it back to our first March here on the show.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
All of the spoon.
He's going to regret this at some point.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you.
Okay, I got to do it.
It's strong in here.
And here it is. It's down. Will.
Oh, God.
It's not going well. Okay. Are you going to throw up? By the way, Straight Talk Wireless, nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Is he okay? Nope, he's not okay. He's coughing. He's running out of the studio. This is not a great sign. Okay. Now he's over the garbage.
Way to go, Will. Way to go.
He definitely underestimated that one. We'll talk some more about the tournament next.
Real tough, though.
Will's probably going to puke. Will Cain Show.
That's me taking down a huge spoonful of wasabi during our March Madness.
About that, you were like, wasabi? No, that's got to be, that one's easy. Let's just put that one there. And then, of course, you're the one who got it and changed your tune real quick.
Oh, man, a spoonful of wasabi was way tougher than I thought it was going to be.
Do we still have the drop of that noise he made?
Oh, yeah, I believe it was this noise. Oh, God, that's a tough one to listen to.
That's that a demon? What happened?
That's wasabi washed down with Coca-Cola. That's what that is. And then the burp coming back up. Or a demon, Pat, the one I'm always accused of having inside me. Either one. Oh, man, that's good stuff. That's my attempt to eat a spoonful of wasabi in our March Madness eating tournament. Some of the best times here on the Will Cain Show. We'll keep going through a lot of those clips. I'll give you some of my thoughts across the landscape of sports and society throughout the day. We'll hear from a lot of our friends, including you, at 888-729-3776. All today, here on the final episode of the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
This is Will Cain.
You know what I think you are? Blasphemous. It's blasphemy. 15
Stephen A needs work. You do Stephen A. Do it. Do
He's a bad man.
Who will be the top quarterbacks in the league over the next year? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who will be your next college football dynasty? I'll make some predictions today here on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. Over the next 3 hours, I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts on this country, on race relations, on sports, predictions for who will win, how you run a radio show, and the relationships here at ESPN that have meant so much. It's the final Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, and I intend to connect with you as well at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. On that phone line right now is Eric in Tulsa. What's up, Eric?
Man, I got to tell you, for a few years now, you got me through some carpool lines with some soccer moms. I was cutting me off, and I yelled at you, and I just can't do this right now. I'll call back later. I'll hang up and listen.
Did he really hang up? Are
he
you
hung
there,
up.
Fitzsimmons?
Hung
he
up.
Did. He hung up.
It's Eric and Tulsa, thanks.
I'm sorry. It's Eric and Tulsa. Or Ian Fitzsimmons of Freddie and Fitzsimmons Late Nights here on ESPN Radio. Not sure. It's either that or Eric and Tulsa. I've always loved hanging out with Ian, having him on the show. He made it better every time. He gave me advice behind the scenes. He's been involved in sports radio for years, and he's one of the guys I've looked up to, and I appreciate our relationship. One more. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, Will? Thanks for taking my call. Like my fellow listener in Tulsa, you know, certainly bittersweet, you know, calling in the last Will Cain Show. But I did have a couple things. Will, you have an important mission kind of as you're going forward. So even though the show's ending, you know, your mission continues. First of all, we need respect for individualism. That's been brought up in the last couple of days. We need respect for individualism. We need respect for the Dallas Cowboys. You're always out there defending them. We need respect for the truth. Okay, Chief? And we need respect for the aquatic sports, by golly. We need some respect for the aquatic sports, and that's what you provide, Will Cain. Okay, so we're going to need you. We're going to be looking for you going forward. Conclusion, the entourage, the supreme leader is not here today, but appreciated him so much, you know, in terms of his respect for the Yankees, his pronunciation of Teixeira, not Nurmagomedov, but Teixeira. The pronunciation was outstanding. My people, Bubba and Mike A., the good old boys, love them, appreciate them. Mike A. might have hung up on me a couple times. No problem there. Okay. It's all good. And last but not least, Pat, the bodybuilder, Costello, okay, the enforcer, okay, at the bachelor party, the bank robbery, friend of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and probably Rocky, the Italian Stallion Balboa, okay. Great crew, great entourage. I'm going to miss you, Will, but I look forward to seeing you down the trail.
Andre, excellent call. Andre's best call ever, right there.
He wouldn't have got hung up on if he came like that every time.
What a call. He had it. You know how we've wondered in the past if Andre had his points written down? We said, Andre, you got to tighten it up. You know, you don't have to have your argument laid out on paper. I don't know if he had that one laid out on paper or not, but I thought he totally stuck the landing. Speaking of that, Bubba, you have some of our greatest hits. Give us another little taste.
All right, let's go back to July 2018.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
The ESPN radio show Will Cain is presented by Progressive Insurance. More than 30 unique coverage options available. Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. What did I say?
I don't even know.
What was that, Bubba? I don't know what that is.
Just you messing up a read and making no sense. The beginning part. Pay attention.
The ESPN radio show Will Cain.
Some of these aren't.
The ESPN radio show Will Cain is presented by Progressive Insurance.
The ESPN radio show Will Cain.
Just professional broadcasting. That's all that is.
This one I don't think was from – I think we might have pulled this from First Take, but it's still just a ridiculous thing that you said.
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Forced, in fact, some bad decisions on the Cleveland Cavaliers, be it Tristan Thompson's contract or J.R. Ewing's contract.
What?
J.R. Ewing.
How do you watch it that bad?
Has to do with what? Dallas, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know who J.R. Ewing
Dallas.
Is?
Yeah, Pat, who's J.R. Ewing?
I don't know.
That's right.
That's the problem.
that's the issue here. I mean, for most people in their life, I think when they've said JR, it's usually followed Ewing more than Smith. But I get it. You were born in 2005? I don't know when you were born. But I get it. JR Ewing was a pretty big deal, Pat.
Yeah, so big. I've never heard of him.
Someone shot him, apparently.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the JR from Who Shot JR?
Yes.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Who will be your top quarterbacks going forward? Before I give you that answer, let's hear from Cole in Georgia. What's up, Cole?
Will Cain.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and tell you, I mean, I was here. I think we can all agree I am the alpha and omega of the Will Cain Show. I was here from the beginning, and I wanted to be here at the end and just tell you, man, I'm going to miss you. It's going to be weird not talking to you on a semi-daily basis and not hearing from you. But I know we won't be able to shut you up. So I know that your opinion is going to be still out there. And, man, I just want to say I'll take a minute to thank Nuno, Bubba, Mike A., even though Mike A. once tried to prosecute me for not being
Cole, I wanted to bring that up. Now the show is ending. As you said, Alpha and Omega here. Was it you that called into the Feinbaum Show?
It was never me that called into the Feinbaum Show.
Can't even do it on the way out, Cole.
I have been monogamous to this program for however many years it's been on.
Except for calling Levitard.
Yes, but that was because I had a snake question. Come on, man.
I was on vacation.
I had a snake question, and I didn't know Will. Apparently, he's an expert in snakes. He's telling me, you know, red on black, friend of Jack, red on yellow, kill the fellow.
Yeah.
But I made that one mistake, yeah. So I didn't know that. Now I know to call Will or not call him anymore. I'll tweet at him when I have a snake issue.
Well, here's the deal.
Because they do come out in Georgia, snakes are a problem.
I do believe, in legal terms, that's called a dying declaration. That's your last chance, and whatever's said in that last moment is given a little extra veracity. And so I think you here today on the last episode of the Will Cain Show saying you did not call into Feinbaum will carry extra weight. You win, Mike A. loses. Cole, I've always appreciated you, man, and our relationship on and off the air. Thank you, man.
All right, you take it easy.
Here's your first prediction of the day. First one will not be hard. Dak and Wentz will be a debate that goes on into eternity. It will be something that drives sports radio and sports debate for years to come. Dak has become an absolute Rorschach test. Everybody can put onto Dak Prescott exactly what they want. Their love and hate of the Cowboys, what they think about quarterback play. Dak versus Wentz is a debate that will last into eternity. But on the field, it will be decisively won. It will be clear to the objective eye. Dak Prescott, within the next year, will absolutely establish himself as a top five quarterback in this league, possibly a top three quarterback in this league. I am here to tell you, in all my unbiased, completely objective sports expert analysis, Dak Prescott will be undoubtedly a top elite quarterback in the NFL. Take that to the bank. I'll take it to our buddy, Dan Orlovsky, next on The Will Cain Show.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
I never know if there's more. Is that it, Bubba? Is there more to it? I can't remember.
that is the entire production right there.
What was Dan talking about?
It's a good song, though.
Does anybody remember what Orlovsky was talking about?
Wasn't
when he said he got
Tua's workout?
Yes, it was cool. Tua's workout.
You know, as that thing ages and you start wondering what gave Dan chills, is it going to age well that it was Tua's workout that gave him chills? I mean, of all the things, like in moments in history. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
I remember, yeah, we played that cut. I lost it.
This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. Was it Tua's workout, Orlovsky? Be honest. What gave you chills?
No, it was when Tom Brady decided he wasn't going back to the Patriots. But per usual,
oh, that's
Will
right. You're right. You're right.
Fake news, Will Cain Show, fake news.
It was the announcement, right? It was the announcement of him going, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the same feeling I got when I saw Bill Hoffheimer, you know, send out a tweet that today is your official last day. I got the same type of emotional feeling.
Oh,
you got
play
chills.
The song again?
Oh man, Dan Orlovsky here on the Will Cain Show. What's up, my friend? Do you think, here's the thing, do you think we're going to be debating Dak and Wentz into eternity, or do you think it will ever be solved?
Well, I think a lot of it was solved last year, but it's always going to be. We debated Brady Peyton. I mean, I was still playing then, so, but that was always a debate. And yeah, they're in the same debate, same division, same year. They're both going to have pretty darn successful careers, and so it will always be a conversation. Both fan bases hate each other, so yeah, that's always going to be a conversation. You and I will hopefully continue to debate it, and I'll continue to be on the right side like I was this past year.
Well, you're going to have to. Well, yes, you and I, we will find ways to keep debating this. You're going to. I've noticed who's, you know, because I haven't been on Get Up or First Take or anything like that. And are you doing this with Marcus? Like, who's taken up the Dak mantle and had this debate with you? Dominique, that's who it
Dominique.
Is, right?
Dom's a big Dak believer.
Hmm. Hey, do you remember when Marcus told you? Do you remember when Marcus told you this?
A Will Cain Show throwback.
Hey, man, take all that bass out your voice when you talk about the Cowboys.
I got
a lot of bass in
fired
your voice.
Truth up here about it.
I'm telling you right now. When Wentz do it, I want the same energy, okay?
It's a stammering, man.
Tell the truth up here.
That's not stammering. That's having a conversation. Like, you want every conversation just to flow perfectly and no one to...
I don't think you finished a word.
Like you just did. Well, yeah, because I just got interrupted like you just did to me. Correct.
I thought we – I don't – but truth up here. Oh, man, I have enjoyed every single moment with you. I'll never forget. I do believe that the Will Cain Show was the first to put Dan Orlovsky on ESPN Airwaves. I'm not 100% positive about that, but we saw you, Cerruti, our boy Cerruti, saw you on the NFL Network and said, Dan Orlovsky is really doing a good job over there. I think we should try him out. I said, I'm game for it. You came in, and you said you hated me, and you'd seen me on First Take, and you wanted to punch me in the nose. And ever since then, star's been on the rise.
Classic for you to try and claim that. I think that is accurate that I think you were the first person ESPN-wise to put me on. I'm thankful for that. I still want to punch you in the face. I wanted to punch you in the face when you put up your Instagram story of your awesome pool with your kids last night. Hey, look how much money I have with this really nice pool.
everybody knows I'm borrowing this house during the coronavirus quarantine.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, Cerruti. And then I think, like, the next day I actually texted Cerruti because you were saying some erroneous stuff again, and I was like, put me on again.
You've been, yes, that's right. Yeah, you start booking yourself. And then next thing you know, ESPN's rising star. It's just, I mean, you know, everybody, GetUp gets all the credit for discovering and developing people. I mean, jeez, why don't we get credit for Orlovsky? We literally did it.
Yeah, everyone could share.
Hey, man, will the Dallas Cowboys, let's get a couple predictions on the record. These are the ones I'm going to do for the rest of today. Will the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years?
No.
Will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years?
Yes.
Will the New Orleans Saints win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years?
No.
And finally, will the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Orlovsky.
I went with the two best quarterbacks.
And of course. Wentz is better than Breeze now, too.
No, but you didn't. What happened here?
You're stammering like with Marcus. What happened?
Wentz will be better than Breeze over the next 3 years, probably because this is Breeze's last year. So,
who will be the next college football dynasty? Will it remain Alabama? Is it Clemson? Is it Ohio State? Who is going to be the next dynasty in college football?
I'd say Ohio State and Clemson are my 1-2. Paul Feinbaum said a year ago that Alabama was losing the recruiting battle. I think it's starting to show itself. If you look at the rankings, whatever they matter, I would really keep my eye on North Carolina. They are coming. Their young quarterback, Sam Howell, is a superstar, and Mac Brown can recruit his absolute tail off. So
wow.
Ryan Day is amazing. I think Clemson and Ohio State, but North Carolina is coming.
Wow. That's a hot sports opinion. I have heard about
North Carolina. I'm telling you, North Carolina is coming, man. They've got good coaches. They can recruit. It's the ACC, so it's not the – you don't have to go through the vaunted SEC every year. I'm telling you, they're coming.
Okay, now let me say something professional and something personal. Dan Orlovsky is one of the best at this job, and his star is going to go all the way to the top. There have been people, and you shouldn't over-index what you read on social media, that question whether or not Dan is always being sincere in his beliefs. Most of those people come from my brethren, Dallas Cowboy fans. Dan absolutely believes what he is saying. He has strong opinions, and he backs them up with real knowledge and insight. He's an absolute star, and I actually take it as a real point of pride that he was on the Will Cain Show first on ESPN Airwaves. On a personal note, don't look at social media so much, Dan. Don't let it eat you up. Number two, in this business, there are very few people that really cross over from being someone that appears on the air with you to being an actual friend. This guy is a good person who has become a friend of mine. I do not use that loosely, and don't throw that around. Dan Orlovsky is an awesome dude, and I will remain friends with him long after I am gone from ESPN. I appreciate everything you've done on this show over the last several years and appreciate who you've been personally. You know, you and I will be in touch, Dan.
I appreciate those words, man. To be honest with you, I'm an emotional person, so I consider you a friend as well. I hope to maintain that friendship. I loved working with you in all of our battles and whatnot. You'll be missed. I know that, and I mean that. And I love you. And you're gonna go kill whatever you're part of next.
All right, buddy. I'll be talking to you. Thank you, Dan.
Later, bud.
There goes Dan Orlovsky on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music videos and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. I want to connect with you, 888-729-3776. Plus, I'm going to take a moment next to talk to you a little bit about the state of our country. Next in the Will Cain Show.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
This is the Will Cain Show.
Can we talk about the fact that you're like, oh, I have no issue with all the success Boston has had? Have you met some of the people that work in this department or work around here, ooh, like that are Boston fans?
What are you saying? You're saying
they're
that all the success is not going to wear well?
They're not very nice people when it comes to like how much they enjoy the success of their team. And I can't wait for the Patriots when Tom retires and Belichick is coaching the Giants. Oh, boy, that team is going to. Oh, yeah, take that, Louise, Kevin Winter, all you guys around.
Oh, he's got names. He's got names.
Saronic.
You said not very nice people.
Oh, boy.
This is the Will Cain Show.
This is the final Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. Throughout the day, we're going to bring in guests, friends of the show, and you at 888-729-3776. If you missed any of our interview today with Dan Orlovsky, go check out the entire thing on demand. And the Will Cain Podcast brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases. What's in your wallet? We'll get to some of our greatest hits and your calls in just a moment on the Will Cain Show. But I want to talk to you about several things today, several thoughts on my mind, several maybe misunderstandings about the things that I believe, why I hold positions that I hold, and why I hold the ground that I stand on so firmly. There's a lot of questions right now about the nature of this country, about the United States of America. I believe, I know, that the United States of America is not just a good country, but the United States of America is exceptional. It's the greatest experiment in human history. Many are questioning our very nature today. Are we a racist country? People are questioning what we preserve, what we celebrate. The United States is not a racist country. Parts of our past, our history, have been racist. But her people, largely, and her values, are not. I believe deeply that in the late 1700s, something very unique happened in the course of human history. Eternal values, eternal principles were not only embraced, but they were enshrined. The values of individual liberty, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. The idea that a man could determine his own future through the marketplace, through the economy, through his own ingenuity and agency. Very rarely in human history had those ideals been so broadly adopted, so firmly inscribed in their founding documents. Because of that, the United States has been one of the freest countries, one of the most prosperous countries, and one of the most just countries on the face of this planet. She is not perfect. We are not perfect. We have failed greatly, not just on occasion, but through much of our history, to live up to those ideals. We have failed to apply them to every single person in this country. But that does not undercut the ideals. The answer to that problem is not to do away with the solution. What we have done here is unique, but it's also fragile. It's exceptional. It's doubtful it will be built again. What we have done here is the height of the human experiment. The United States is exceptional. I think we need to put more focus on why that is, how that was created, and how we can do a better job of ensuring that every single person, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, gender, and sexuality, enjoy the fruits of those values. I cannot tell you strongly enough how much I believe that this is a special place and these are eternal values and the United States of America has to be fought for. Later in the show, I'm going to talk to you also about what I think about sports media, this show in particular, race relations, and more. We'll talk openly. And as always, you're welcome to join the conversation at 888-729-3776. Like Josh in Minnesota. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Will. I was just calling to tell you that I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I agree with your political stances and some of your social ones, but I do want to get into the football with your Cowboys and I want to say that I'll make a gentleman's bet that the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins the next 3 years will have a better record than the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
Consider it on, Josh. Find me on social media at Twitter, at Will Kane. Find me on Instagram at C Will Kane, and consider it on. And I got bad news for you. A psychic was on the Will Kane Show yesterday saying the Dallas Cowboys would win the Super Bowl within the next 2 years. Colton in Austin. What's up, man? You're on the Will Kane Show.
Hey, Will, longtime listener. I want to talk to you about my favorite moment on the show in regards to Cerruti's wedding. That was an all-time classic. My girlfriend even got in the show by listening to that moment, having Cerruti's fiance at the time call in. Just had to share that moment. It gave me a lot of laughs and many along the way with the Dan Orlovsky accountability bowl being number two in my favorite moments.
I appreciate that, Colton. I'll tell you this. I'm going to keep that accountability ball going wherever I go. We're going to keep holding not just everybody else, but myself to account. And I think that Cerruti wedding moment with Nuno was one of my favorites. Bubba, do you have a greatest hit you can give us on the way out of this segment?
I can do that. Let's see. This one is March of this year. You may remember this one.
A Will Kane Show throwback.
My road, at times, is covered in love and mattresses.
What?
Like, oh, you haven't heard that, Pat? You're not familiar with the mattresses?
No, I was there for that. Doesn't mean what? I understand it
love
anymore.
Mattresses. Mike, hit it. Give
love
us a little taste of Mike.
Mattresses.
What the hell was I talking about, man? I think I was talking about the hard road versus the soft road. That's what I think I was talking about. I'm not 100%. The difficult path and the easy path. I don't know. Hell, I don't know what I was talking about. Maybe I was just
mattresses.
Singing a new R&B song featuring Mike A. All right. We'll play more greatest hits. Plus, I'll hear from you at 888-729-3776. All coming up on The Will Kane Show on ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Will Kane Podcast. You can listen to The Will Kane Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Kane Podcast.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.